T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Interesting items here on the text line. Begin with this. Vince, how many black employees have you ever seen working in a Mexican restaurant? You know, when you raised that question, I can't remember. That never crossed. You know, it's really interesting. I'm going to have to be on the lookout for this in the future. By the way, Fox News is playing, I guess, a news conference from yesterday from these two of these women who were denied entry into Israel. I'm serious. My blood is ready to boil just watching these women. These are evil women. I don't care what people... I told you about my friend who I had the really good conversation with last week, the liberal friend. I sent him some information the other day. I hope he reads it. I said, you know, this Omar woman is evil. I know that you're a liberal, but don't get caught up in this thing of sides. Just don't. This woman is evil. Evil. The nerve. The nerve of these women complaining because they weren't allowed in Israel. I hope they never get allowed in there. Ever. I just think it's reprehensible. You know, I'm very much a libertarian type person, live and let live person. If you spend your life trying to tear a country down, they have no obligation to let you in. Not at all. And I say the same thing for the United States of America. Yes, I believe in free speech, but it should not be a priority of the United States of America to let non-citizens in and come in and stir up strife. Why should they do that? Why should any country do that? Vince, they are evil. Omar makes my skin crawl. She's a special kind of evil. Oh, yes, she is. John and I were talking about this during the break. You know, just how sad it is that this woman has a constituency that supports her and believes in what she believes in. That's what's scary about this. This is what happens when you have a country that's becoming colonized. Because make no mistake about it, that's what's happening here. It's colonization. Also on the text line, so the media is doing everything they can to bring the next demographic on board and try to create issues between black and white, divide and conquer. Yes, that's how it works. Let's face it, black and white people pretty much get along. There's only some tension in the air due to the media propping up the racism. And you're right about this. The media, what they try to do is they try to, you know, pin something on Donald Trump that he's a racist or whoever else. And all the while, the people who are fanning the flames of racial tension, do you know who the guilty people are? It's the people in the mainstream news media. They're the ones doing it. And I would dare say, even if, because I'm not buying the argument, even if Donald Trump were a racist, who's responsible for peddling the idea and stirring up the strife? Who's more responsible? If somebody made a comment in a vacuum and nobody's paying attention and it's not amplified, I mean, let me just ask you this question. I mean, let's get real here. And let me say again, lest anybody misunderstand what I'm saying, I do not believe Donald Trump is a racist. Oh, here's my question, though. Why doesn't the mainstream news media give attention to the Klan? Why not? Why don't you just go and do live coverage and maybe give them their own show? And the same thing with the, what are the other neo-Nazi groups? Give them a show. My point is, if you think these people are racist, why do you give them airtime? Why? See, this betrays the truth of what they're really trying to do. You know, and I know, this is all about defaming people and slandering people. The truth of the matter is, you're not going to give these other people airtime because there's nothing to be gained from that. Nothing. It just drives me up the wall. Absolutely blows my mind. Somebody's answering the previous question here. I can name one. Referring to a black person working in a Mexican restaurant. A black kid that works in a restaurant. I probably shouldn't say where this is. Let's just say it's south of the border. That's all that I need to say. Nicest young man, treats everyone with a smile. Glad to hear. Thank you for texting that in. I think that's kind of interesting, actually. Coming up, we're going to talk about these polls and some good news for Joe Biden for now. Maybe it's naive of me. There ain't no way on God's green earth Joe Biden's going to end up being the nominee. I just don't believe it's going to happen. That's just me. Maybe I'm naive here. Michael and Pageland, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Talking about not letting people into the country, my little girl, 10 years old, I married her mother, and we did the immigration thing, and everything's in perfect order. And she's already been here for 2 years. Well, a year and 10 months. Gone to school, done really great. Learned English, all this stuff, sweetheart. And her dad is having his leg amputated, and she hadn't seen her brothers for a year and 10 months. So during spring break or whatever you call it, school's out, she wants to go visit. She's supposed to return the 21st of last month. She goes to the airport, and they say her permanent residency card is expired.
Oops.
It expires in October 8th, 2019. In Spanish, you say the day first, then the month, and then the year. In English, you say as you read it, October 8th. 2019. As you read it, it's the same way the numbers are. So ours is month, day, year. Theirs is day, month, year. And our government, I've been doing this since last Monday, trying to get her here, and school already started.
Oh,
so now
boy.
She's going to lose a year of school. And the problem is that Delta Airlines is doing this. And they're doing it deliberately so the United States government does not fine them for having a illegal board a plane and Delta transports them to the United States.
Ah, I see what you're saying there. Hope everything works out okay here. It sounds like a complicated mess. Here, some interesting items here on the text line.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Starting here, the Never Trumpers and the Dems are the fraternity of the three R's. Russian collusion, racist, and recession. Okay. Vince, the media gives airtime to racist groups all the time. Black Caucus, NAACP, Jesse Jackson's Rainbow Coalition, Al Sharpton, and the racist group La Raza. Uh-huh. Vince, why is it acceptable to openly hate Jewish people, but it's unacceptable to hate any other race or religion? What exactly is the root basis for the hatred? You know, that's a very good question. Very good question. Maybe they should give some true racists airtime. Shouldn't take very long for them to show how stupid they really are. Vince, you're troll here. The only reason to listen to your show is to hear what the Democrats are thinking. Keep up the good work. I see Demitards are still crying about Trump. Alrighty. Vince, if you want to see what Omar and Tlaib mean to America, just Google Dearborn, Michigan. That's from Jeff. Yeah, not a pretty picture. Biden doesn't even want to be out there. Just wonder what coercion from the party bosses forced him. Seems he could bail out with a golden parachute to his five-star sunset. I wonder if they just wanted to roll Obama out next summer and Biden as third term. But Obama doesn't want anything to do with him now. From the 8 years before, they pretty much tried to keep him locked in the basement the whole time. Why would they want to do something so horrible to such a brilliant man? Let's go out to Nashville, and we have Justin on the line. Good morning, Justin.
Good morning, Ben. Glad to speak with you this morning. Hey, the other week I was listening to satellite radio and listened to a conservative station, and they were indicating about some investigations into in regards to fraud, and that she married her biological brother to bring him into the country and establish citizenship for him. I didn't know if you heard.
Oh, yes. We've gone over all of this information several weeks ago. This woman is, let's just say, not spotless. We'll just put it that way. So what do you think is going to happen here? Do you think there will be any consequence?
Well, I mean, it's incredible if there isn't, and it's incredible that I only hear of such things on your radio show or on conservative radio stations, that it's not more widely available for other listeners and make their own opinions as well.
And you make a great point here, Justin. One of the things that's really frustrating in a world where media journalism really mattered, this is a news story served up on a platter. I mean, it doesn't even require much investigative journalism. The information is out there, and yet the media just keeps insisting on putting this moronic woman out there time and time again to complain and to agitate. So that's why they want her. They don't care if this woman's a criminal. They really don't. Hey, they didn't care that Hillary's a criminal. They look at them in terms of their utility, their usefulness, for the progressive cause, and that's really all that matters, Justin. I do appreciate your call. It really does sadden me. It blows my mind that we're at a point where people like this can get elected. It's really scary, very scary. Let's go out to Jasper in Gastonia. Good morning.
Morning, sir. I just want to say something. I'm sure your parents probably taught you and society kind of taught mine. I don't know if my parents ever said anything about it, but the fact is, two wrongs don't make a right. And what bothers me is why I'm mentioning it is, like, these people, you know, like, I'm against illegal immigrants, but I'm not going to go into a store or a place where they get together and start shooting a bunch of them, you know, or anybody else. I'm against, you know, a lot of things. And they can call me it's really ridiculous. People say you oppose something, they call you a hater. No, I don't hate, because hate leaves no room for forgiveness. So I don't hate anybody. But the thing is, you know, when you go out, these people are cowardly. Just like that boy who went into that Sunday school class and killed those, you know, that white boy who killed the black, you know, the black people in his Sunday school class. And I think they asked him, why didn't you go to, like, a Black Panthers? And he said, well, I was afraid to. You know, these people are cowards.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
And
you're absolutely right.
And the media, I don't know why the media isn't, you know, they should be demonized and saying, you know, what they are. They're cowards, you know, and the fact is, and we used to, the media and people used to say that, two wrongs don't make a right. But we don't hear that anymore.
Yep, you're absolutely right. I do appreciate your call there, Jasper. And part of the point here, again, I mean, let's be honest. The key word here is utility. And in this case, when it comes to these shooting incidents, it's not even the ideology. You know, I guess it is kind of a twofer, because they do want to try to tie the ideology to Donald Trump somehow. That's the one part. The other part is to go after our guns. That's what makes it a twofer. This is all about ideology. Don't be fooled. The media, they don't care. They don't care about your health. They really don't. They don't care about your health and your safety. What they care about is that you're watching or you're listening, because they want your money. That's the bottom line here. They want your money. Let's talk about Crazy Uncle Joe. Crazy Uncle Joe is back up in the polls. The new poll conducted by CNN, 29% of Democratic and Democratic-leaning registered voters saying they back the former vice president. That's up 7 points compared with the late June survey. No other candidate has made meaningful gains over that time. The shift returns Biden to a double-digit lead over his nearest competitors. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders at 15%. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren at 14%. And their support is largely unchanged since the summer. Aside from Biden's increase, the only statistically meaningful change in the candidate standings is a 12-point decline in support. 12-point decline in support. Who do you think it is? It's a woman. Who is that woman? You are right. It's Kamala Harris. She stood at 17% support in the June poll. Now she's down to 5%. Talk about the bottom falling out. This was similar to the support that she had in the spring before a surge following her initial debate performance. It's kind of a flash in the pan, huh? So Biden, well ahead of his competitors for right now. And again, I think I've already told you what I still suspect is going to happen. They're going to find their magic celebrity who can take them to the promised land. That's really the only way they're going to do this. Joe Biden ain't going to get the job done unless the job is driving people crazy with being crazy. Stay with us.
Over the.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Back on the Vince Coakley radio program. Let's go out to a call from Keith in Rock Hill. Good morning, Keith.
Good morning. How are you?
All right, sir.
You were talking earlier about these so-called politicians going to other countries and complaining and griping, and they shouldn't be allowed to get mad about it and all that. I totally agree, but it's not about their rights or their obligations. It's about money. They go over there so that they can get the people that follow them to send them more money to put in their pocket. One of the best quotes I ever heard in my life, believe it or not, was on Rush Limbaugh, and he gets it right sometimes, but I'm teasing. He said, if you ever want to know the answer for 99% of everything, follow the money, and you will get the answer.
Yep.
And, oh, by the way, happy National Radio Day, by the way.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that. This is a good example of follow the money. You may wonder, you know, what in the world, why, what kind of money would there be? Well, think of all the donors, all of the people who frankly hate Israel and really believe in everything that these congresswomen believe in. They're making themselves kind of the new heroes of the crazy left. okay, I'm going to call it the jihadi left. That's what they support. Let's go out to John in Fort Mill. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Vince. Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, what would Joe Biden, he just recently said that Antifa is actually good American protesters, and I want to know what's your opinion of that, because the more I learn about Antifa, they're kind of like a fascist group who say they're actually the ones fighting fascists. And in Portland, they had like Americans would, you know, call American patriots, you know, protesting Antifa. But CNN headline was far right versus protesters. Like the people with the flags and for America are the far right. The Antifa are the good people fighting fascism.
So how nice of them. Unbelievable, isn't it? I mean, this display of, I mean, we could try to give the president, the former vice president, the benefit of the doubt and say he's profoundly ignorant, because it's quite possible. Maybe he doesn't even know who these people are and what they stand for. I have a hard time believing that, but I don't know what you'd do with that, John. I really don't. You're dealing with an incredible amount of either ignorance or this guy's lying, and he's completely lying. Knowing full well that this is this amounts to a terrorist radical group. But then again, piling around with radical groups is nothing unusual for Joe Biden, especially when you connect him with his former top-of-the-ticket man, Barack Obama, and the communists, the socialists, and the other groups that he also was very closely aligned with. So in many cases, sadly, this is nothing new. Well, let's take a look at the day in history. Travel down I-85 to our upstate studio in Greenville, South Carolina, and touch base with our good friend, Mr. Reitzel. Good morning. How are you, sir?
Surprised.
Surprised? Why are you surprised?
You went to me earlier than I expected.
Oh, well, life is full of surprises. A good one, I hope. Five questions for you. Let's see how well you do. I will warn you, a couple of these are kind of challenging. Let's start here. Milton published this, the epic poem of the fall of Adam and Eve. What is it called? Milton. From the wonderful reading material that many of us were subjected to in high school days, I believe. Do you know the name of this epic poem by Milton?
I do not.
I'll bet Charles knows this one. He's got this scowl. It's like, I don't think so. Milton published this, the epic poem of the fall of Adam and Eve. It's called Paradise Lost. Paradise Lost. I told you, it's really difficult.
I have heard of it, but I don't think I've ever read it.
Okay, understandable.
Have you?
I did years ago, yes, okay. Unfortunately, and I probably fell asleep on it, knowing me. 1920, in Canton, Ohio, a group of men, including Jim Thorpe, meet in a car dealership and form this. What did they form in 1920?
The NFL.
That is absolutely brilliant and correct, Mr. Reitzel. 1940. You'll never get this in a million years, because I would not have gotten this one either. This Russian revolutionary was assassinated in Mexico. Do you know his name? 1940.
His name was Ivan.
It does sound like somebody ought to be. You want to give this one a shot? Anyone in here? Assassinated in Mexico. Russian.
Wasn't the Mad Monk, was it?
The Mad Monk. The Mad Monk. Okay. This was actually Leon Trotsky, who was assassinated in Mexico. I told you, there's a bunch of difficult ones. 1953, and keep in mind the timeline, 53. The Soviet Union admitted to testing this 8 days earlier. What was it?
Atomic bomb. Hydrogen bomb.
Yes, it is. Hydrogen bomb is correct. You went back to that clue I gave you of 53, so later than the atomic bomb. 2000, this person won the PGA Championship, scoring three majors in 1 year. This guy was really hot back then.
Tiger Woods.
You are correct. Tiger Woods winning the PGA Championship. And you know what? I wanted to have some fun with this story, but I don't think I have enough time to go into this. But I, you know, let's do it anyway. If only my kid, just give it up. This, have you ever had a nosy neighbor, Lonzo? Ever had one of those?
Maybe I was the nosy neighbor.
Get a load of this. This woman, she found herself in an embarrassing predicament. She got her head stuck in a gate. She was trying to snoop on her neighbor. So she squeezed her head through the metal bars to try to snoop on the people next door. And she got stuck. Firefighters, it took them 5 hours to get the woman's head out of the gate. Oh, man. This ought to happen to every single one of these. Kind of reminds me of Gladys Kravitz on Bewitched. Yeah.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Back to the final stretch of the Vince Coakley radio program. There's several things I wanted to cover, and because some of our friends north of the border are not with us, I'm going to save this for tomorrow. I just want to tease this, though, today. I don't do this on a regular basis, but I don't hesitate to do this today. I would strongly encourage you to regularly enjoy the very entertaining posts from Babylon Bee. Subscribe to Babylon Bee. Why am I saying this? Because I believe this organization is under attack right now. The organization is under attack from Snopes. Would you believe they've actually fact-checked Babylon Bee, John?
Why?
What is wrong with these people?
Don't they get that it's comedy?
Hello? Duh. But anyway, I will just tell you, part of what I believe they're trying to do is to set Babylon Bee up for being deplatformed, for promoting fake news. I think that is what they may be up to. We're going to talk more about this tomorrow because I want to make sure we have as wide an audience as possible for this. But it's a very important story to talk about. These folks do not, absolutely do not stop at anything to destroy. And this is how it works. Last week, we told you about how President Donald Trump was lamenting the polls that were put out by Fox News. In fact, he's starting to question their loyalty. How dare you not bow down to dear leader? Now, Bret Baier has fired back at the president. Good for him. Toward the end of his Fox News broadcast Monday evening, special report anchor Bret Baier responded to President Trump's recent criticism of the network's polling, which shows him trailing every major Democratic candidate in hypothetical head-to-head matchups. The president told reporters Fox has changed, adding, "There's something going on at Fox, I'll tell you right now. And I'm not happy with it." Bret Baier, responding, said, "Fox has not changed. We have a news side and an opinion side. Opinion folks express their opinions. We do polls." After explaining that Fox's polls reflect the reality of the race at this moment, the anchor said, "Mr. President, we've invited you on Special Report many times. We'd love to have you back on. You've talked to George Stephanopoulos and Chuck Todd. Come on back." Me, Chris Wallace, the news side, cover it fair, balanced, and unafraid. Did I say that well?
Yes.
That's the way it's supposed to be communicated. Fair, balanced, and unafraid. Hey, I think that's a great response. It's gracious. There's nothing nasty in this. But at the same time, he is calling out the president. Let's get real here. And I think that's a good thing. A very good thing. There's absolutely nothing wrong with this. As I told you, time permitting tomorrow, we're going to talk about this story going on with Babylon Bee. And I remind you again, if you have the opportunity, subscribe to the website. I mean, you'll get laughs all day. I would be afraid the amount of material they put out, I'd be afraid I'd run out of material. But they don't seem to have any possibility of running out of material. They are just nonstop, just putting out things all day long. It's just great stuff. By the way, we talked about polls earlier. We now have a corn poll. So if I'm talking about a corn poll, obviously I'm making reference to a particular part of the country. Where else, in this case, but Iowa? The 2019 Cast Your Kernel presidential poll. The information from that poll is actually out. Something has happened here, too, that's never happened in the 15 years of the poll. Almost exactly as many fairgoers voted for a Democratic candidate for president as a Republican. Here are the numbers. Total votes for Republican candidates, 32,280. Total votes for Democrat candidates, 33,165. You see how tight that is? It's only a difference of 115 votes. That's pretty amazing. It's pretty balanced, don't you think? The 50-50 percentage split is the closest ever. So how does this break down in this polling? Well, it's not much of a contest. Donald Trump's name was listed. The only other person mentioned is Bill Weld. Really? Bill Weld? What are they trying to do, bore people to death? Anyway, Trump has 97%. Bill Weld, 3%. That's pretty bad. Among the Democrat candidates, we'll start at the bottom, and it's way on the bottom. Bill de Blasio, way down at 0. Who in the world is Wayne Messam? Joe Sestak, Tim Ryan, all of them are at 0, as well as John Hickenlooper, Jay Inslee, and Michael Bennett. Then we have Marianne Williamson, Julian Castro, Gillibrand, Delaney, Bullock, O'Rourke, Yang. I'm going up, by the way. Klobuchar, Steyer, Gabbard, Booker, Sanders, Harris. She's at 11. Warren's at 15. Buttigieg is in the second position at 18%. At the top, it's Crazy Uncle Joe, 25%.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.